Distorted View Daily proudly presents an elderly woman describing her shit.
That shit I had this morning, it came out, it was all green and everything. And I know it's from those poke greens that I ate. And I don't know, it's got to be something in those poke greens that the sinus should analyze or something, that it probably gets in the crevices of your colon and just wraps around it. Because when that shit comes out, it's green. And I think it takes a few shits with it. And whenever I eat an apple and a thing of greens together, and now it lands, it just holds, it takes my breath away. And whenever I get through having a shit like that, it feels like the sensation like I just got fucked in the ass, and then it's not hurting anymore, but the sensation is still there. That's how it feels after I have a big shit like that.
Hey Freaks, it's Friday, January 14th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, the good white men who are planning a moon base to save civilization. Plus, which constipated celebrities have a vagina butt, playing dumb to get your ass wiped, and chocolate for neo-Nazis? All coming up today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I'm going to be honest with you. He's like, you know, got a really bad case of hemorrhoids.
Yes, everybody. Tim Henson back here with you, starting a new week of programs. Got a good one for you today. You guys know I'm obsessed with commercial jingles. To this day, I'll remember a jingle I heard on television in the 90s, and it'll be stuck in my head for days. I don't even know what half these fucking companies do. I've got two examples here, one of which I think is a good jingle, and one of which is a jingle that I will be hearing in hell when I die and am ultimately sent to the pits of the underworld for being a real son of a bitch up here. This first one I consider to be a great jingle. It's useful. It's not just like the name of the company sung
by Menon
or utterly generic, you know, Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you. Yeah, we all know what Red Lobster is, bitch. Inside of you, apparently, there is a seafood lover. You gotta dig deep and find him or her. I just really don't like how that's worded. Red Lobster should, you know, the jingle should be about how fresh and delicious the seafood is. We know Red Lobster seafood. Tell us a little bit about the seafood. Red Lobster, catch the freshness. You know, something like that. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about Red Lobster. See, I get hung up on Red Lobster for some reason. The first jingle I think is very good. This is for Empire. If you ever run into me in public, chances are I will be singing or humming to myself the Empire jingle.
800-588-2300, Empire!
You know why I like this song? Because if I need fucking windows or carpeting or whatever the fuck Empire does, maybe the jingle isn't good, I don't know what Empire is. I think it's carpeting, right? If I need carpeting and I'm like, oh, how do I get a hold of these assholes? It's right in the jingle. 800-588-2300. I can't believe this is not one of the most successful companies in the history of the United States, because everybody who's ever seen the commercial knows the number, knows how to contact Empire. So that jingle was really from the golden age of Empire, and they used that jingle from like the 80s to the mid-90s. But these fucking companies can't leave well enough alone. They gotta go and dick around with stuff that's obviously working for them, right? So I don't know if they changed their name. They went from Empire to Empire Today, which is really dumb. Maybe they merged or acquired another company, and that's why they changed their name. Like, yeah, we bought Carpeting Today, and so we're gonna combine the two companies into Empire Today. But they went and they changed the jingle and ruined things. Listen to this.
800-588-2300, Empire Today.
Whoa, that is cramming too much into a jingle. 800-588-2300, Empire Today. They're all over the place. No bueno. So that jingle didn't last a year before they were forced, because of public outcry. I made that part up. I don't know if it was public outcry. But the jingle only lasted a year before they changed it again.
800-588-2300, Empire.
Today.
That sounds to me like they just gave up. We have no idea how to fit today into this jingle. Let's just add it at the end. be done with it. So that's Empire Today, a jingle that I think is very good. And now for your listening enjoyment, I present to you If Mrs. Miller Sang the Empire Jingle.
800-588-2300 Empire.
Today.
We can sing a song and sail along the silver sky. Or we can fly.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Miller. The other jingle from my childhood that I remember, this I don't think many people are going to have an experience with. There's this company, and they're scattered across the United States, I think. So some of you people may know what I'm talking about here. It's a company called Patio Enclosures, and they enclose patios, I'm guessing. Like a little addition to your house. What do they call those, like sunrooms or Florida rooms? The jingle always drove me crazy and got stuck in my head. I finally found this on YouTube. Take a listen here. Listen very closely.
Someone new you know is the one and only Patio Enclosures.
Patio Enclosures. That part gets stuck in my head. But what drives me crazy is that first part. It's not an endorsement. Should be like, someone near you knows and loves their patio enclosure, right? That says, oh my God, it's a great company. You're going to be happy with their product. That's not how the jingle goes, though. It's just like, hey, someone near you knows of us. We've got a reputation. Word's getting out, for better or worse, about patio enclosures. There's a lot of reasons word could get out about a company like that. They build a fantastic enclosure. I love patio enclosures. Or, our baby was playing with his blocks in our patio enclosure and the roof fell on him. He's dead. Part of the gutter slid down and impaled his head.
Someone new you know is the one and only patio enclosure.
Yeah, those two jingles were floating around in my fruity little head this weekend, so that's why I had to bring them up today, and hopefully I've infected a few of you. You are welcome. Before we get into any real pieces of audio, I've got to read this message from a listener who probably doesn't want his name announced. So apparently, I recorded a drunken vomit session, and I didn't find out until now. I know the only reason I would ever record one would be for you. I hope you can find some sort of enjoyment. Well, let's see what you got. It's coming. Whoa! That did not take long. I was expecting more dry heaves. You got right to the main event. Jesus Christ. Did he dangle the microphone in the toilet bowl while puking? This is crystal clear audio. Good job. Finally, someone who's been listening to me. Well, this is where he's having a little trouble getting it up. Well, I think that's about it. Great vomit audio. Thank you so much for that submission. I've got a porn clip that I wanted to share with you. This is from the Assylum, a website dedicated to ass porn and ass play, I'm guessing. In this clip, a man has fashioned some sort of motorized spanker. And there's a long piece of plexiglass, which I guess is the paddle.
Stay there and you take it, you understand?
Yes.
Ah. Sound like a little baby.
Ah. It's whacking her pretty good. This is just like preparing her ass for what's to come. Although, this is the Assylum, guys. It's not just her ass that's getting the attention. Only a few minutes into this video, and he's asking her to eat him out.
I want you to scream into my ass, bitch.
I'm sorry, he wants her to scream into his ass. comma, bitch. Guys, what feels better, a rim job like a tongue in your ass, or the vibration screaming into an asshole would feel like?
I want you to scream into my ass, bitch.
That hot to anyone. Please make my ass bleed. Please destroy my tiny ass. Beat my tiny ass. I want my tiny ass to hurt. She's not even attempting to sound sexy there. All right, let's just move on. Last week on the show, we talked about Gail Cord Schuller / Gabrielle Chana. She speaks to celebrities through brain-to-brain communication and also email, which I guess is easier. She's obviously insane. The people pretending to be celebrities like Brent Spiner are just dicking around with her and have been dicking around with her for years. The latest drama, apparently Brent Spiner, you know, Data from the Star Trek The Next Generation, he hasn't been able to poop. None of the men in Gail's life have been able to shit for the past month or so. I hope you've all been following the Church of Gail / Gabrielle Chana saga. Otherwise, this just sounds insane. Like, the dumbest thing in the world. She actually believes this, and I've got an update for you all.
I'm really proud of my Christ-like husband, Brent Spiner. At the risk of his own life, he decided to conduct an experiment that ended up being the cure for my men's pooping problem.
Thank God, right? Here is Brent Spiner's letter to Gail.
January 13, 2019. Dearest Gail, as you well know, I've been hard at work solving the dilemma of our current poop pregnancy crisis on board Church of Gail. I sit here writing to you now with my exceptionally long penis buried deeply and warmly into my vagina butt. Or if I may say more correctly, our vagina butt. I couldn't be more thankful than now for the blessing that is my 18.5-inch manhood, as the gentle hugging from your vagina inside my rectum is perhaps the source of my strength during these trying times.
Couple things to note here. The Church of Gail that he is aboard is a spaceship. I guess really that's the least important detail. We learn that Brett Spiner has a vagina butt.
Meanwhile, on Church of Gail...
And, Gail doesn't even flinch at that. I mean, I guess she knew this already, but still.
That's the source of my strength during these trying times. Meanwhile, on Church of Gail, the rest of the men have understandably become deeply emotionally distressed. One must understand that for a man, pooping is an essential part of their masculinity.
This is true.
Aside from masturbation in the mornings, the evenings, and sometimes afternoons in the workplace bathroom, pooping is one of the most magical and empowering times of a normal man's day. The physical pain of our swollen bowels, combined with the loss of a critical emotional outlet, has led many of our men to fall into depression. And a constant line has since formed outside of Gerard Butler's psychiatry office.
Gerard Butler is another one of Gail's men.
Why?
Although, you know, her number one guy is Brent Spiner. She picked Brent Spiner over Gerard Butler.
Don't you consent to a colostomy, Vladimir, Gerard asked. No, Vladimir pounded his fist on the table. Colostomy bag is for walking dead like Hillary Clinton. I would rather be euthanasia like dog than become as Hillary Clinton.
This goes on for 18 minutes. I think you get the gist. Real quick, as we are featuring some Distorted View classic utards, my very favorite conservative commentator, Jesse Lee Peterson, is back. He's got a radio show, and someone called in asking about rape babies.
I was wondering, and I know what you say about this, having children and everything, but she has a child from rape.
From who?
A rapist. Like, rape is not his name.
Who's that?
She had a baby with John Rape.
Who's that baby with?
By the way, John Rape is the straight-to-DVD Asylum-produced knockoff film based on John Wick. It was surprisingly successful. All right.
From rape, being raped?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the child is 8. We've been together since she was 3. And I was wondering, I mean, we got together when I was fallen, you know what I mean, in that fallen state.
Right.
And I was wondering if it's right for me to, if I do everything the right way and show her the right way to live without anger and all that other, you know, mess, would it be okay to marry her even though she has a child?
Absolutely no.
Don't marry a bitch who's been raped. She's ruined.
No.
No.
I knew it. I knew you'd say that.
No, do not marry a woman, and a woman should not marry a man who already have children. It's bad enough on kids when they don't have both parents.
What? Who should be raising this kid? The rapist?
It's worse when a so-called step-parent steps in.
Then, as if that isn't crazy enough, the caller says, well, she calls me dad sometimes. What should I tell her?
But what would I instruct? Say if, you know,
let
I
her
do
know.
A,
let
you
know, her
we
know.
Do our own separate.
Let her know that you're not her father and that you apologize for getting involved with her mother. And that for her not to be angry and to love her father, her real father, and don't believe anything that anyone has to say about him until, so that she can love her father. She'll grow up a peaceful young lady. She'll have a good life.
I doubt the rapist daddy even wants to be part of her life. Or if he does want to be a part of her life, it's to rape her. I see a lot of downside to telling this girl, your rapist daddy's a good man. Go spend some quality time alone with him. Hey, here's a bonus Jesse Lee Peterson clip. This has nothing to do with rape.
And so what I suggest is, what I tell the folks all the time is that white people, the good white folks are going to go to the moon or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They're going to create another country. And so I'm saving up my money. So when white people build a spaceship and go out into the space and build another country, I'm going to go with them.
This is Jesse Lee Peterson's retirement plan. I'm going to go live on the moon with white people. How does this guy have a radio show? He's so dumb.
And I'm going to be first to buy some of the land because I know the land going to go up really fast.
Yeah, I'm going to buy some of that moon land. You should buy it now. Hey, I'm selling some moon land that I've got.
But unless white people take over, it's over for America. And white folks, not all, but most are afraid. They're afraid to be called racist. They're afraid to be...
You hear that? Unless white people take over, it's lights out for America.
Men are afraid to be called sexism and all that crap. And so they allow out of fear...
Jesse Lee Peterson is black. You guys know that, right?
Here, they allow the children of the lie to take over.
Okay.
And I'm very concerned of what's going to happen. That's why I'm so grateful for President Trump, the great white hope.
I'm going to try to buy some space land next to him. Near Moon-a-Lago.
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting this show. There's a couple ways to do that. First up, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge a few dollars that way. You get access to some of the videos that I post early. Sometimes there's Patreon-exclusive videos. You get access to a special voicemail line, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. Patreon.com/distortedview. We also have a member site where you get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this since December of 2004, which means there are thousands of past shows to listen to. Even more importantly, every week we do exclusive programs just for Sideshow Freaks. It's $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up, you get access to a special personalized RSS feed. That podcast feed includes all of the free shows and all of the exclusive material. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow's podcast will be Sideshow exclusive, as will Thursday's. Thank you to all of my current and hopefully future Sideshow members. You are the reason this show continues. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, this, I think, is a DV update. Back in September of last year, Paul Anthony Menchaca of Gilbert, Arizona, was arrested at his home, located near Val Vista Drive and Williamsfield Road. Why, you ask? Well, he was pretending to have Down syndrome, and he posed as a woman, hiring caretakers to bathe and change her adult son's diapers. That's how he gets off. Wash my penis. Wipe my dirty butthole. According to ABC 15, an Arizona news outlet, the first victim told police she was hired by a woman called Amy.
who probably sounded like this. I need you to take care of my son.
All right. She was hired by a woman called Amy to bathe and change the diapers of her son, who had Down syndrome, over the summer last year. A second and third victim, who knew each other as well as the first victim, took over the caretaker duties in July. Duties. In this case, it's appropriate. They did take care of duties in July of last year. All three victims confirmed Menchaca would become aroused while they bathed him. Yeah, so retarded people can get boners. That doesn't mean anything. According to the Arizona news outlet, a fourth victim has recently come forward to tell a very similar story, confirming she was also hired under the belief that a mother was paying her to bathe and change her special needs adult son. The fourth victim's story lined up with the other three victims and also reportedly happened during the same time frame. The latest victim reported her own encounter with the Arizona man after hearing about the other allegations against him. Paul Anthony Menchaca's trial from the first arrest is scheduled to start in just a few days on January 15th. Some of the victims spoke out, although they wanted to remain anonymous. Quote, he needed shower and grooming. He couldn't use the bathroom himself. See, if I was a caretaker in this situation, I would be a little leery. There's some red flags here. Like, first of all, he's able to walk around and play, and he's kind of with it in that regard, but he needs help shower. Like, anything naked is what he really has trouble with. You see what I mean? Like, that's weird. Any situation where you might have to touch his genitals, that's where his Down syndrome really kicks into derpy gear.
I need help with that.
I would have been suspicious from the very start. The way to handle this, of course, is just act like you want to fuck him. He'll either drop the Down syndrome act quick, or if he is really retarded, just look at you in a confused way and ask for goldfish crackers when you show him your tits. I would have been like, you know what gets me so hot? Wiping your shitty ass. My fingers brushing up against your hole.
Man, I poop from there.
Not right now. Oh, I guess yes, right now. That's okay. I like it. I wish I could give you a hand job or maybe even use my mouth. But I think it's illegal for me to fuck a retard. Of course, if you weren't really retarded or snapped out of it or whatever, we could totally have some fun. Flood my pussy, Corky. Fill my pussy with your tapioca tart juice. Come on! All right, back to the quote here. He needed showering and grooming. He couldn't use the bathroom himself. He couldn't be alone by himself. He acted like a child. His whole demeanor was childlike. He would act in tantrums, talk like a kid, act like a child. Why would you do that? Why would you make us change you knowing you didn't have to? For shits and giggles. Why didn't you give us a choice? One of the victims recalled as she explained her encounter with Menchaca. According to the first victim, there was a point in time where she became suspicious and made the decision to follow him back to his home after he had been dropped off by a different caregiver. This was when she decided to knock on the door, met his parents, and learned he'd been lying about having Down syndrome in order to trick female caregivers into bathing him, changing him, and providing other basic caregiving needs. While he did admit to lying about being disabled, he was reported to have a low IQ. You don't get to have your fucking ass wiped just because you have a low IQ. If that were the case, I'd have a caregiver of my own. All right, second story we have for you today. A 23-year-old woman was charged with child neglect without great bodily harm. Damn, maybe next time. After her children were found in poor conditions at their Booker Street home. Oh, this story just happens to come from our most fucked up state! Say it with me!
Florida is the most fucked up state.
On January 5th, Angelica Kreit's daughter called 911 because she and her brother couldn't wake their mom. Mommy's just sleeping off the heroin. Give it a few hours. No other adults were in the home, and the girl couldn't get into her mother's bedroom to wake her up. An officer with the police department and firefighters from the Crestview Fire Department arrived at the home and attempted to wake Kreitz verbally. She was locked inside of her bedroom, and the door had to be pried open by first responders. Kreitz didn't wake up at first, even when the officer tried to wake her physically. Like shaking her, wake the fuck up, bitch! She eventually woke after several minutes. She said she was just tired from staying out late with friends. There was an overwhelming odor of ammonia and feces. Sounds like she had a good night. Oh, that's just like the conditions in her house. I thought like first responders smelt ammonia and feces on her breath. No, there was an overwhelming odor of ammonia and feces, and large spider webs were along the ceilings and door frames. Food and dirt was all over the floor in the living room and the dining room. A mop bucket, okay, well, she was attempting to clean, filled with dirty water and food pieces, was in the dining room. The dining room had a large amount of trash in the corner and underneath a table to make food. The refrigerator was unsanitary with food, dirt, and stains all over the inside and outside. Sounds like my house. Numerous insects were flying around the house. The trash can was full, and the pantry had cans of food with spider webs all over them. The sink was full of dirty dishes, and a slight stream of water caused a puddle to form under the sink. The floor leading to the bathroom had animal feces smeared on it. Mold and animal feces was in the corner of the hall by the bathroom. I have lived in conditions like this before. My apartment on campus. College kids are just filthy. In her bathroom, there were several piles of animal feces on the floor and in the bathtub. Jesus Christ. And some smeared on the floor. The other bedroom had a brown mattress. It wasn't originally brown. The other bedroom had a brown mattress covered in dirt and unknown stains. I'll give you a few guesses there. Random objects, dirt, and animal feces covered the floor. You should just say animal feces was everywhere, because it sounds like animal feces was just everywhere. All right, animal feces covered the floor, and a litter box that had not been cleaned was on the floor as well. Several cats and one dog were running around and climbing on everything. Both children's feet were dirty. Their teeth was... Oh, my God. Their teeth were black and gray for not being cared for. How long do you have to go without brushing for your teeth to actually turn black and gray? The children said a lamp had broken earlier that day, and the daughter cut her foot on the glass. Department of Children and Family say the children couldn't stay in the home. No one should be allowed to stay in that home. Kreit said she knew she was aware of the condition, but meth was just so tasty. So she decided to, go with that instead of cleaning. Kreitz was taken to the county jail on two counts of child neglect, both felonies. She's being held on a $4,000 bond. Final story we have for you today. A chocolate treat for children emblazoned with the letters KKK. White power! Fun and educational. The chocolate treat for children emblazoned with the letters KKK has sparked outrage among parents, with one mother saying she felt sickened to her stomach after her son got the surprise gift. Kinder Surprise. Like, that's like a legit thing. I've seen Kinder Surprises out there in the wild grocery stores. Kinder Surprise, with its iconic hidden toy, has been a popular candy treat for children for decades. Finally, there's a sweet treat for children of white supremacists. Don't want to leave them out. The company who makes Kinder Surprise, Ferrero, the Italian company behind the sweet, seems to have made a massive gaffe in a batch of limited edition toys. Well, now they're going to skyrocket in price, these limited edition Kinder Surprises, released to celebrate 50 years of Kinder. Kimberly, an Australian mother, bought the candy for her 15-month-old son and was shocked to discover that it contained a white Kinder Egg figure. White. Bearing the letters KKK. Yeah. The Kinder Egg's holding a balloon that says each balloon has the letter K on it. Kimberly said she felt sick at the thought of her young son playing with the toy and wondered if it was a subliminal marketing. Sometimes the letter K is just the letter K, you know what I mean? This is a massive oversight that anyone could have seen, she told parenting website KidSpot. It's also hard to find something to say as the... What? It's also hard to find something to say as the initials of Kinder Surprise aren't KKK. It raises questions as to what the company supports and if this is subliminal marketing. What a fucking moron. A picture of the toy was shared on Facebook by another woman. By the way, if you want to see this Kinder Egg holding the KKK balloons, Check out today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Yes, a picture of the toy was shared by another woman with the comment, "Look at what my niece of mixed race just found in her Kinder Surprise. KKK, what on earth, Kinder?" Not everyone was convinced that the three Ks were problematic. Another woman wrote, "It's nothing to do with the KKK. It isn't the KKK. It is the KKKK. What? Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Four Ks! But that's not it. That's not what we call it, the KKK. Not the KKKK. Everyone in this story is an idiot." A spokesperson for the company apologized for any offense caused by the toy and sought to explain how it came to feature the Ks. Initially, it was designed with one balloon with a K on it. You know, K for Kinder. However, two more were added to provide a more robust structure. A robust balloon structure. As the safety and quality of our toys is the utmost importance. Yeah, I could see a kid trying to, like, swallow this balloon, get it stuck in their throat. We had absolutely no intention to make any other associations, and we truly apologize to our customers for any unintentional offense caused. We do not support this organization in any way. The K on the balloon was solely meant to represent Kinder. Okay? Everyone just calm the fuck down. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact the show. Of course, you could always email me, show@distortedview.com. We've got a Discord where nearly 1,000 freaks hang out. There's a link over there at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Let's check in with a few freaks, see what they're up to. Remember, we've got that Patreon line, and I will play your calls first.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Little baby faggot calling in.
Hello.
Scumhook beat me to the punch because I'm a lazy motherfucker. I was meaning to call you about that. Yes, he is correct. You do need to install the bidet.
Yes.
You need maybe one or two crescent wrenches.
I can do that.
Either a flathead or a Phillips screwdriver.
I have all those things. I'm a man.
And all you have to do is take the toilet seat off, put that in there, put the toilet seat back on, and then hook up the plumbing to your water line that goes to your toilet tank, and there's a little key that comes off of there and feeds into the bidet itself. I know what you're thinking. Is it going to actually scrub my asshole? Let me explain something to you, Timmy.
Okay.
It's got a lever on the side, and that lever determines how high of water pressure that you use.
Oh.
And it goes from lightly tickling the anus to, oh my God, why did somebody put a power washer on here?
Oh, that's exactly what I need.
Trying to now blow.
That's the setting I would like.
Water straight into my anus. It will.
Not so much like, but I need.
It will give you an enema.
I've got a problem anus.
Especially if you relax the anus sufficiently. It's got power, buddy. Don't worry about that. You're going to be good to go.
Cool.
It'll make you either feel violated or not violated. I'm not sure how you feel about having things shot up your ass, but it's good. And as a side note,
I'm not a huge fan of that, but you know.
What we can also do to help you out is my wife can make a toilet paper holder that you tie basically to the toilet paper roll holder thingy, you know, where the toilet paper goes. And you put rolls of toilet paper in there, and we have a selection of materials available to you. She has a lovely one with little dogs on it, another one with little paw prints on it. Let me know what you think about colors and stuff, and I'll have her whip one up and send it over to you.
That would piss off Lord Douche. Yeah, you should totally send it along.
Hello, Hansanovich, Vladimir Putin. I call. You were speaking about Lord Douche and his peculiarities.
Yeah.
The toilet paper issue. I just wanted to assure
everything. Everything is so weird.
My friend, that's in all of these situations. Lord Douche is an absolute obsessive compulsive maniac.
Oh.
A maniac, my friend. I don't know how you are.
Might
doing
be a mental illness we're dealing with here.
Strength. I give, you know, strength and it must be very hard to deal with. I have.
Yeah, I'm a saint.
Quest.
Pretty much. or a martyr.
The song that Virgin Sex Pet did, he remixed the jiggle, jiggle, jiggle to you. I've been waiting for the new distortion.
Yeah, I love that remix, that Virgin Sex Pet. I love the original as well.
If there's no hot dog Jesse or shampoo, if it's glass meat clocks and shit dildos, then it will be a new distorted view. Yes. Like that.
Yes.
It had that song in it. And VSP, where have you been? We miss you. Can you please maybe play that at end of...
Is he in the Discord?
End of show, I know. Like,
he might not listen anymore.
And all kind of bullshit, but please.
Yeah, we'll...
Thank you, my friend.
We'll play that at the end of the show in case you've never heard that before.
Hey, Tim, this is Love Lady Cat Lady.
Hey, real quick, I got to say thanks to Love Lady Cat Lady. You know, I thanked her already for the nice Christmas gifts of the Red Lobster gift card for the seafood lover and me, and of course the t-shirt. But before I was throwing out the envelope or the package that it all came in, I stuck my hand in to see if there was anything that I was missing. And sure enough, she included a cute little picture of herself. So now she's up on our
favorite
wall here.
Victim. And I'm obviously calling in from the other day where that bitch is like, oh, they raped me with their eyes and oh my God.
Like, yeah, I don't know if this was on the Friday show or Thursday, but we played like a public service announcement of all the different ways a woman can get raped. It's not just forcibly fucking your pussy or whatever. It's also if you hear something you don't like, apparently.
Right.
That's considered a raping.
That's right. No. You stupid dick. It's not. The legal definition of rape is...
Oh, what do you know about rape? Oh.
The penetration, no matter how slight, of the vagina or anus with any part, any body part or object, or oral penetration by a sex organ.
Love Lady Cat Lady is serious here. She whipped out the dictionary.
Of another person without...
Merriam-Webster defines rape as...
consent of the victim. It's not whatever you want it to be.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
That's why virtual rape is not a thing. I'm sorry. Virtual rape.
I hate this shit. Like virtual rape.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength there.
Okay?
We're on the same rape length.
It could be sexual assault, but it's not rape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If you want to claim rape, you're just going to have to get unconsentingly...
Fucked. Yes.
I guess.
Well,
I bet that was the wrong thing to say.
If she's listening to this, she's probably thinking that you're raping her right now. She's raping me with her words. All right. Thank you very much, Love Lady Cat Lady. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
Someone new you know is the one and only patio.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to become a member. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
29 centimeter. Donkey Kong. I can just think of so many better things to shove in my ass.
Up in the head from it, but I guess I turned out alright, man. I'm proud of DV, and I never go and hide it. I even told my folks and my coworkers, I never deny it, cause dead babies are funny.
You have no shame.
God damn it. And dudes fucking horses or stepping on rabbits? Well, maybe not that last one, but I'll let that shit slide, cause everything's a target. That's a point of fucking pride. Gotta love that hairy faggot.
Fuck off.
And his nasally voice. He hates it. Sure, the smell of jizz and shame gets all the boy pussies
voice.
I wouldn't know, but I time sideshow for life, son. Yeah. I always pay my bill, give that man what he's won.
Yes.
Cause he's ungodly, unholier than thou. If he was ever headed to heaven, he ain't headed to now.
Straight to hell.
That will be a party, though. I'll laugh through the flames. Cause Timmy Boo makes me smile at the worst of life's pain.
Okay, that's quite enough of that music.